Having sex with someone you don't live with is illegal in the UK. And please don't lick the sexy pavement lichen. And a man threatened to unleash riot control bees if the protest became a riot. These are the weird stories for Wednesday. This is Weird AF News, the only daily weird news weird news podcast. Oh, should we try that again? Nah, screw it.
Hey, mainstream news.
Listen to Weird AF News with Jonesy.
Having sex with someone you don't live with is illegal in the UK. Thanks to new lockdown rules, anybody caught having sex at home with somebody who does not live there could land themselves with a criminal record. How strange, UK. You're urging people to be their own dentist, but you won't let them make love to someone who doesn't live there? Come on, what's the matter? You can't shtup your neighbor? As part of a new government rule, it is now illegal to get intimate with someone from a different household. Meanwhile, people are able to gather in groups of up to six in public places, so. But you can't take them home if they don't live with you, apparently. How's anybody going to get laid over there with this new rule? I don't understand. Not that I condone taking home a stranger right now. I'm just saying. This new legislation explicitly bans being inside the house in a gathering of more than one person without a reasonable excuse. What's a reasonable excuse? I'd love to see the definition of that. You know, getting a handy? Isn't that reasonable? I feel like it is. Can you just go over someone's house and make them a pot pie? Is that okay? People who may be deemed to have a reasonable excuse are the following. Sports professionals? Okay. People attending funerals? Vulnerable persons fleeing a risk of violence, carers, and those with unavoidable work commitments. I'm okay with all of those except for sports professionals. What's that all about? For those attending a funeral of a loved one, rules encompass staying overnight to attend a funeral as a member of the deceased person's household or a close family member of the deceased person. Yes, of course. Meanwhile, athletes are able to stay in a different location to their own residence if they are training for a competition. But what if you just want to have an athlete over to sleep with? What about that? This applies to an elite athlete, a coach, and a parent. Others who are exemptions to this new rule are those moving house and people who need to obtain medical assistance. You just can't have any sleepovers is basically what they're saying, okay? No more sleepovers. Why are they saying this now? This should have been weeks ago they came up with this, you know? It's a little late in the game, guys. Wow, you're worse than the United States, who was like, you know, they waited till like... 3,000 people were dead before they were like, hey, you know what? Maybe we ought to require people to wear a mask when they go into 7-Eleven. That'd be a good idea. Well, this is certainly going to be the downfall for all dating apps in the UK. Sorry, this ain't going to work. Although you can meet in a park, right? I mean, I guess you could make some sweet love outside of your home. They just don't want you. You just can't sleep over, you know? This is going to be one of those things where you just get it on in between the weeds and then you... like two stray cats. And then you just, you know, you be on your own way, I suppose, right? Now, listen, I know I have some listeners in the UK. Please call the show or email me something. I want to know how you're handling this. How are you getting together? Are you going to break the rule? You going to have a little sleepover? I want to know about it. I want to know what you guys think of this. Call the show 646-450-2012. The miracle with this article is I didn't at any point do my UK accent, which is just so terrible, and I did too much of it already. Yesterday, was it? Do not lick the sexy pavement lichen. This is a story out of New Zealand. If you see someone on their hands and knees licking lichen on the footpath or sidewalk, there's an explanation for this. They're likely after the effects of sexy pavement lichen. There are claims that this lichen, which grows, I guess, in New Zealand, maybe other places, it's a natural Viagra. And while scientific evidence of efficacy is scant, there's a thriving trade in the hardy but slow-growing lichen. I never heard about this natural lichen Viagra. Have you guys heard of this? It has joined the ranks of seahorses, pangolin scales, the penises of tigers and seals, as substances rumored to have an effect on human erectile dysfunction. Trade is legal, and thousands of tons of ground-up lichen are available for purchase on the online Chinese marketplace Alibaba. However, if you're after some lead in your pencil, sexy pavement lichen is a literal and dangerous way to get it, apparently. Botanist Peter DeLong, who is partly to blame for the adoption of the lichen's amusing common name, first heard of the lichen's reputation from the late Dr. David Galloway. Galloway was surprised to learn the lichen had been ground up, put into capsules, and sold supposedly as an ancient Chinese remedy for erectile dysfunction. Galloway gave DeLong a withering review on its therapeutic qualities. About the only thing that people would get from using that is a healthy dose of cadmium, arsenic, mercury, and lead. Basically anything that you would find in asphalt, roadside pavements. So it would actually do the exact opposite than give you a boner. The lichen grows on roads, pavements, sidewalks, in various parts of the world. It's so abundant in New Zealand, people have complained it causes cars to skid in wet weather. Part of this reason for its abundance is its extraordinary ability to cope with heavy metals. In urban areas, sexy pavement lichen contains high levels of copper, zinc, and lead. Oh yeah, get on your hands and knees and lick that. If you're trying to buy sexy pavement lichen online, you'll have better luck searching it out using its scientific name. Xanthoparmelia scabrosa. It's somewhat of a mouthful to say, and with no common name, the University of Otago lichenologist is a lichenologist. Imagine having that. I'm a lichenologist. I only study lichen. This Dr. Allison dubbed it sexy footpath lichen. The name stuck. And now, thanks to DeLong using it as a common name for several lichen images, it's immortalized. This lichen contains a chemical somewhat analogous to Viagra, says the doctor, but somewhat toxic. Here's a quote from the doctor. I always say in my talks that I don't recommend going out and licking the footpath. The lichen has what's known as PDE5 inhibitor. This substance inhibits an enzyme which can lead to impotence. However, there's also a concern it could be toxic. There's more and more about the lichen's chemistry. While evidence of efficacy is lacking, claims of the lichen's charms are not. An advertisement on Alibaba claims its main function is to increase libido, cure sexual and erectile dysfunction. It costs between $92 and $120 a kilogram. Some suppliers claim they can provide 10 tons of this lichen powder a month. This is outrageous. It's unbelievable. The article goes on and on about the scientific studies with this stupid lichen. If you want to learn more, I guess just Google sexy pavement lichen. I don't recommend trying this out, though. I mean, there's so many. It's so easy to get Viagra. Why would you do this? I know that it's free if it's growing on the ground, but do you still want to be caught on your hands and knees licking some lichen or even ripping it out? I mean, it probably smells and tastes like shit anyways. I mean, just get yourself some Viagra. It's not that rare. Okay, and I think the price has come down. So, yeah, it's easy to get a prescription from, I mean, it seems to me, they're everywhere. I even heard an advertisement on one podcast I listened to that you can order it without a prescription. So you don't even need a prescription, you can get it. Don't be getting on your hands and knees and eating stuff that's just growing out of the sidewalk is what I'm telling you, people, whether you're in New Zealand or anywhere else. Yay! A man.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Threaten to unleash riot control bees if the protests became a riot. A Wisconsin man brought a dozen crates of bees to a protest and threatened to release them if the local protest descended into riots. I can't believe this happened. Greg Heft of Janesville, Wisconsin, apparently brought 12 crates of bees towed on a trailer to a parking lot nearby the protest, which had about 100 people over the weekend. Here's a quote from his now protected Facebook post. The riot control bees are in their holding yard waiting to clear the streets of Janesville and keep the peace in this county. I'm willing to bring them in and kick them over if things get out of control. How is this? How is this? This is your plan? This is, you're out of your mind, Heft. Police learned of Heft's backup plan and asked him to leave the area. Yeah, could you please leave the area with your 12 million bees, sir? How do the bees know who a protester or a rioter is and who isn't? They're just gonna attack everybody in the whole zip code, you dummy. The police had the area under control. The event was under control, apparently. That's why they asked this guy to leave. This must have been a peaceful protest. But when you bring like bees like that and start threatening protesters, I mean, that could easily devolve into a problem, I would say. a truck full of bees? Really? The article says concerned Americans like Heft are taking matters into their own hands because they don't trust law enforcement will quell the demonstrations. Luckily, in Janesville, the riot control bees were apparently unnecessary. I'm sure the bees were thrilled. Bees are like, yeah, man, why don't you take us to a field or something out in nature? What are we doing in a Walmart parking lot, sir? This isn't exactly an environment we will flourish in, I don't think. This like riot bees plan, this reminds me of an old bad superhero villain in a cartoon, you know? Like, I will bring like occasionally you'd watch them and I don't know what the writers were on these shows. They just couldn't come up with any storylines or they ran out or whatever, and there'd be these bad, bad plots and the evildoer would just have this the most cockamamie plan. You know what, Spider-Man? I will release this crate of bees and the whole city will be stung. Like, really, buddy? Is this your plan? Or I will unleash green popsicles on you. You know, the one popsicle in the box that nobody wants to eat. Yes, I will flood the town with green popsicles and I'll save all the red ones for myself. Oh, man. I mean, I mean, do I just live in sometimes I just think I live in the dumbest country. Are we the dumbest? I feel like we're the dumbest. Everybody in the UK is shaking their head right now. Yes, Jonesy, you're the dumbest. You're in the dumbest place ever. Maybe I'm not. I don't... Call the show. Tell me, please. Guys, I just licked some lichen off the pavement and I gotta tell you, I'm feeling myself. This shit is good. Oh, baby, yeah, and it's free. It's just growing all over the place. It's growing on a tree stump. I went and licked that, too. Listen, Weird AF News does not condone you licking lichen. Just want to say that for the moment. I hope you're okay. I hope you haven't lost your mind, as I have. I've been losing my mind, yeah. Doing this podcast sort of keeps me sane, so thanks for joining me in this. I mean, without you, there would be no podcast. I mean, I'd be doing the podcast in a vacuum, as they say, in a void, in a black hole, perhaps. By the way, I watched a documentary about black holes, and man, was my mind blown. My mind was blown, and these things are much more complicated than I had initially anticipated. I thought it was just a damn black hole, but it's a lot more than that. Apparently, it's time and space stop. At the rim of the black hole, this kind of shit? Wow, unbelievable. And did you know that on the edge of a black hole, sexy pavement lichen is growing? There's lichen growing on the edge of... I really am losing it. Oh, man. Thanks for reaching out, by the way, to see if I'm okay. I'm okay. Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, my city's like out of control, but I'm staying safe. I am staying off the streets, although I had to run a couple errands today. And yeah, it was, let's just say I saw more helicopters today than I've seen in a while. Yeah, this is Los Angeles right now. Anyways, enough of that. That's just depressing. I want to thank everybody who reached out to me and called. That's pretty nice of you. I love you. Yeah, I miss you guys, really. And one of these days we'll hang out. I swear to God, when we're out of this lockdown, I don't know what I'll do. I'm going to find you and we're going to hang out. I'm coming to your town and I don't know what we're going to do. I'm going to sleep over. That's what I'm doing. As long as it's legal. Reach out to me anytime, by the way, if you just want to say what's up. It's you got the number. My email is funnyjones@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Instagram at funnyjones, on Twitter at funnyjones, and on Facebook it's Comedian Jonesy. And check out my Patreon. That's a patreon.com/weirdafnews. Yeah, where you can listen to a bonus episode and whatever the like. We get all sorts of bonus weird AF related content on there. So if you're bored, you know, check it out. And please, if you could, rate the podcast, give it a review. That's pretty helpful. I enjoy that. When I read those reviews, I tell you, in those moments, I don't need sexy pavement liking to get going. I tell you, just reading the review gets me going, really. It makes me feel that good, that proud. I'm serious, man.